Now, dear God, in the name of your wondrous Son, Jesus, we do say thank you. We thank you. We can praise you. And Lord, I am impressed to ask this day for healing. Lord, lives need to be healed this day. God, in body and in mind, and Lord, in these families that sit here today, in these spouses, couples, these singles, Lord, come in, come in, come in. Lord, you said, I want to come in. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, let us just open up to you. Let us see the beauty of the Lord this morning. And what a healing balm is in Gilead, and it's here today, and I thank you for that. Thank you for that power and that grace, and it's all wrapped up in your wondrous love. Now, Lord, let us receive of you this morning. Your Holy Spirit is here to anoint. Your Word is anointed. You promised it would not return void. Let us believe you at your Word. Lord, we come to you in such thankfulness this morning. May your great grace be upon us. Oh, the great grace that is upon us. Let us receive it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going back to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll start reading in the 6th verse, and that's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. Brother Paul speaking here, inspired so by the Holy Spirit. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. That was last week. I hope it's today. But we studied that last week. Today is, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. No maybes about it. Going to give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. And you know, praise be to God, I was thinking again this morning, thank you, Jesus. Not only does this never grow old, it just grows more outstanding from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. That's the God that we know. But as we begin today, I want you to think about a word. It's a word that, again, thanks be to God, is very familiar with this assembly. And that word is incorruptible. Incorruptible. And I'm talking about the wonderful, incorruptible, magnificent promise from the Father that at the moment that we believed, at the moment that we accepted Christ as Savior, when Jesus Christ came into our life, and it says there in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again. And yes, that word is a wonderful phrase there. Don't let born again be a bad thing. Don't be embarrassed about being born again. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. I don't care what this old world has done with that phrase. I'm born again. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful I'm born again. But being born again, we became incorruptible seed. Exactly what it says, incorruptible seed. A life that can never fade, reserved in heaven. And I have to tell you, I so appreciate eternal life. Don't you? Eternal life in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. So now in that, thinking about this wonderful crown glory we've been talking about, I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. And today's about the race, the course. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. That every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. And I want you to hold your finger there, because Lord willing, I think we're coming back here today. But notice here, we are reading about another incorruptible, but this one is just a little bit different. The incorruptible seed that we mentioned there in Peter just a moment ago, that incorruptible seed is mine, and it's mine now. It's yours now if you're a child of God. It's reserved for you. It is guaranteed. Yet this incorruptible that we're reading here about this incorruptible crown, it says very clearly that this is something to be obtained. It's something to strive for. It's something to press toward that mark. It's something by the grace of God, it says in His Word, something to hold that fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. It's something, praise God, that His wife shall wear, that displays all of His wondrous glory. Isn't that wonderful? All of His wonderful glory. I was thinking about these ladies sometimes that I see. They usually do it amongst themselves, but flashing around their big ring. See my ring? See my ring? I hope it's in a good way. But again, praise be to God. By His grace, if we know His Word, He's going to display us with a crown. That's what He's calling you to. He's going to make known to all that He loved her and that He loves her. And they're going to have to come and bow down and acknowledge that love that He has for her. Exciting stuff, I'll tell you. Praise be to God. But I have finished my course. And here it is, brothers and sisters. We have a finished course to a crown. And that is the second characteristic for those who love His appearing. Notice again in the text, it says, the ones that will have that crown of glory, this high calling of God in Christ Jesus, are the ones that love His appearing. And there is a difference. There's a great difference. I'm thankful that I have Christ as my Savior. But there's a whole nother glory to come into of I love His appearing. Are you looking for Him to come? Are we longing for Him to come? Not to depart out of this world because it's such a crummy place. I seem to think the more I love my wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I love that He has me here. How about you? It's the place where I grow. It's the place where I grow up into Him in all things. He chose this place. Not that I'm a part of this world, but He said, you know what, son? I got to put you here. Because that wonderful faith that I want to build in your life, there's no other way it's going to happen unless it's tried in this life. So again, I thank Him for that. I glory in that, that there is a plan. I know why I'm here, but I'm not departing this world because I want to leave this world. I'm departing this world because I want to be with Him. It's about His love. You're not loving His appearing because you just want to get out of here. Because of here, you're loving His appearing because you love Him. Because there's nothing greater than looking into the eyes and beholding that face of Jesus. And it's coming, man. It's going to be there. Not just in a glass anymore. Lord, I've been looking at You in this glass and it's so wonderful. But praise be to God, it's going to be face to face. And I'm going to see Him and I'm going to be like Him. And He said He's going to give me a wonderful glorified body, likened to His own body. Oh, what we're going to do then, just the glories to come. I can't even imagine. Praise His wonderful name. But see, this is the second characteristic we're glorying in this morning of those that will love His appearing. And the second characteristic is, I have finished my course. And today we're going to break this down. And first of all, I have finished. And that finished is a wonderful word. It's found just a few times in the Word of God. And that word is Tielio. Tielio. I remember this little farmer that used to stand up here. And he used to cry, Tielio. Do you realize the value of what we've had? To understand a Tielio life. It was cried by Christ Himself upon that cross when He said, it is finished, Tielio. It's done. It's complete. It's complete victory. There's nothing more to do. It's all been taken care of. Nothing ever to be questioned again. The very life of the perfect will of God, it's fulfilled. It's done. He defeated sin and death at that moment for me. Oh my. Now what is this word telling us here? Well, I believe it's the call to the bride. And it's the bride calling back to Him, and she's crying T-L-E-O right there at the cross with Him, but she's crying that right now. Oh, where are we stepping into today, brother? I just don't know. You crying T-L-E-O with Him? I hope we are. She's like Him. I appreciated this little girl. She was at a little football game I was at yesterday, and my wife and I, we said something at the exact same time, and she said, "Oh man, you guys have been married a long time, haven't you?" I said, "Do you think we've been married long enough where we kind of almost come into the same image? What do you think about that, huh?" You know, as they say, oh, they don't just think alike and talk alike. They even start to look alike. The very same image. See, it's all about us. It's exciting stuff. This is the Word of God, and it's alive, and you can't get away from it. And He just loves us so. But see, she's making her claim in all that victory by grace right now. She's not waiting to do this. You heard me say last week, by the grace of God, it's not getting ready. It's be ready. Be ready. It could be today. It could be before we take our next breath. Jesus Christ is coming. And He loves us. You think you want to be with Him, multiply it by infinity. He wants to be with you. That's the urgency. That's the only thing, by the grace of God, I know He doesn't know. Father, can I go get Him today? Father, can I go get her today? I remember when I wanted my sweet wife to be my wife at that time. You talk about being anxious. If there's a good anxious, that's a good anxious. Oh, to be with Him. But see, she's identified her life with His. It's about His death. It's about His suffering. It's about His victory right now. Right now. Not at some convenient time. See, Paul said here in what we're reading, I'm ready to be offered. I'm not getting ready to be offered. I'm ready to be offered. Christ is calling us to that time right now, brothers and sisters, because He's coming. You talk about the types and shadows. What a wonderful type and shadow for our life. Crown glory, it's right here, son. See, it's about His life in me. It's about His same image. And specifically what we're reading here is the image of the T-L-E-O. A life that not only willingly, listen to this, a life that not only willingly, but joyfully and cheerfully enters into the joint sufferings with Jesus Christ. You cannot deny Him, brothers and sisters. You've got to willingly, joyfully, and cheerfully say, Lord, I embrace Him. He embraced you on that cross. That joy that was set before Him, it was there. He saw you. And there was nothing that was ever going to get Him through that moment where His Father turned from Him. Where He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. I knew at that moment when the Lord really came into me with that thought. The Father wanted to bake them right there again. And don't think that He didn't. He had done it before. He had wiped them out. But Jesus said, oh no, not this time. Not this time. It is finished, Father. I've done it. I've become it. This was the plan. I'm the Lamb and they're mine. They're mine, they're mine, they're mine. Now that's the joy that I'm starting to see. That's the joy that's set before me. That's the joy of this course that I run. And I don't need to run defeated. And I don't need to run discouraged. But I run freely because of love. I don't run because of guilt. I don't run because of religion telling me, well, you can't be that way and you have to be this way. I got Christ in me. The life I now live, it's His. I died. So I keep telling that old enemy, oh, you're trying to talk to that guy that died. See, he's dead. You're talking to a dead man over there. Because I got power now. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Oh, the power. And brothers and sisters, I appreciate this thought. And I think the Lord wants us to continue to go on. And yes, it's deep in a sense, but let me tell you, again, we couldn't even begin to scratch the surface of this glory. But you think about Jesus upon that cross. You think about that word when He uttered that. T-L-E-O, it is finished. Now this was very God, a very God that came to live and became a man. But He could not cry, T-L-E-O, as that babe in the manger. He couldn't do that then. He couldn't cry, T-L-E-O, as the young boy in the temple. He had to fulfill the very perfect will of God for that life. He had to become the Lamb slain. He had to become the mature, fully everything willed of God to perfect and perform that. The perfect life. Now, brothers and sisters, I hope we get the type in this. We're not going to win the crown by being a child. We're not going to win the crown by being a young adult. Feels so good, like to be frisky and all of those things. But I'm going to tell you what. You got to enter into suffering. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you got to enter into marriage to suffer, don't you, brothers and sisters? Oh. But there's a joyfulness in that suffering. You'd never lay it down. Oh, no. See, His wife hath made herself ready. His wife hath made herself ready. Think of what He's saying there. It's not His bride hath made herself ready. She's living as His wife right now. Right now. It's finished here, brothers and sisters. It is. No more finishing over there. Just beholding the glory. But where are we going to stand at that day? Going to a marriage supper, rich and rare, so wonderful. We have weddings in here all the time, and it's a precious thing. By the grace of God, when two lives get together, knowing that Christ is first and He's making them one, what a precious thing. Moms and dads usually sit down in here, and they sure enjoy it, and they love it. The friends, the family, everybody's rejoicing. You get in here where it gets a little tighter, and the groomsmen and those bridesmaids, oh, they're getting giddy because they're thinking maybe someday. Let me tell you something, at that moment, it's all over. It's done. It's done. There's only one wife. There's only one bride. And nobody's rejoicing like she does. Men, I'll tell you right now, when you got married, I don't want to really go there, but the one who was really, really rejoicing was that lady. That was her day. It's her day. She's the one to behold. Sure, I'm beholding the Lamb, and I'm saying, Lord, how could I ever be worthy of this? I couldn't be. How could I ever be called to such a thing? You're the magnificent one. But there's just something about His love that I could never understand, that I could never even comprehend. But the one thing that I can do is I can believe Him in faith, and He begins to bring that knowledge of His love into my life. And I say, you know what? You said it, and I believe it so. I'm getting ready to take a place. Hallelujah. Oh, not that I've apprehended. Oh, no way. But I'll tell you what. I'm hoping by grace to apprehend that which has apprehended me. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. Let's move on. The beauty of this victory, though, brothers and sisters, I want you to know, and especially this T-L-E-O victory that we're reading about here, it's found only in one place, in such a precious place. In our text, it's found in my course. My course. Not your course, not her course, not his course, but my course. Praise be to God. See, it's tailor-made. It's divine for me. The good works which He before ordained that we should walk in them, they are mine. And I was thinking again, how many times does the Lord have to tell us over and over in His Word and reassure us that it took everything? Really listen to this part. Really every part. This is God's Word. It took everything. It took every success. It took every sorrow. It took your upbringing. It took your failures. It took all the tragedies. It takes exactly who you are. And I'll go a little further. It takes exactly what you look like. Oh my. Was God that specific? Yes, He is. Absolutely specific. To get you to this moment where you are receiving the very message of the crown glory. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I hope you would say amen, amen, amen. And here's what I'll ask you. What would you want different? What would you want different if it meant that you missed this message of the crown? Was it more important to have more money in my bank account? A better job? How about to be a prettier or a more handsome person? Sure would have been a lot more fun in high school. Come on. Really? I know we laugh, but let's be real. How about a different color of my skin? Brothers and sisters, we're one in Him. We are so one in Him. We're His family. More importantly, we're His body. Do you get that? We are His body. And you know what I'm finding? I love Jesus. And not only do I love His head, but I love His body. I love it. I can't live without it. And if I'm going to marry Him, I'm going to marry the whole thing. Whole thing. And if I've got love where I'm being a little bit hypocritical, well, I'll love this part of the body and not that part of the body and this. You know those kind of people. Oh, I like my eyes. But I really don't like my nose, a little bit too big. I wish my lips were a little wider. And my chin could be... Oh no. I don't want to change a thing. I don't want to change a thing. Because it's Christ. It's Christ. We start entering into those types of things, brothers and sisters. You know what? We're going to wake up and we're going to love one another. We're absolutely going to love. We can't help it. You can't stop the love of God. It's just there. You're either going to be a part of it or it's going to mow you right over. It's like the will of God. It's coming. It's going to be. But are you going to be part of it or not? Those trains run right on time, like Brother Hill used to say there in Japan and those different places, down to the very second. You're in season and your life is down to the very second. And we best make the move now. Oh, we best make this move now. Going on with my course means career. Did you know that? Career. The pursuing of a life's work. Goes on to say, the vocation. And I'm telling you, these aren't my words. I'm telling you, this is just God's Word. And it's just so perfect. High calling written all over it, brothers and sisters. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. That word of vocation, same word for a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, it's all coming together now for me, isn't it? I would that all men be saved and come to a full, exact, complete knowledge of the truth. You can't get away from it. It's right there for you. Jesus wants you to have a better life. But your better life is a totally different thing than what His will is for your life. I'm telling you, it's perfect. It's a peace that you'll enter into. It's the very rest of God if you'll just accept it. Over and over I hear people coming into my office, "Well, brother, I know I have this calling, and I have that calling, and I have this calling. And if you just give me a little bit of money, I can have that achieved right now." What do you think of that? I believe that He's able. I believe that He's our sufficiency. I believe that He's my provider. I believe that if there's the will of God for my life and I'm willing to be part of that perfect will of God, that there's nothing stopping it. And I need to trust Him. Oh my. Pray we're listening today. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 26. It says, "I therefore so run." We're going on with this thought. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26. "I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So fight I, not as one that beats the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." See, this is precise, like we had already mentioned. There's no uncertainty here. Praise God. There's no uncertainty to this course. It brings back here the thought of that fight, that good fight of faith. We're not beating the air, because by the grace of God, we know what is out there. Because the Bible tells us there's principalities out there. There's powers out there. There's rulers of the darkness of this world out there. There's spiritual wickedness in high places out there. But you know what? In all of that, brothers and sisters, there's no other powers given or that are even in existence except of God. He's got to give the power. Do you realize that? And then He tells me again that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. And we've got something we think is just too big. Been there too long in my life to get out of that one. You're just denying the power of God. And see, the interesting thing is it's already there. And it's not just there, it's here, it's in me, it's Christ's life. He gave that to us to break free. Because we have been made free in Him. We're free indeed. And as I studied out this thought of the marathon. And it really is a marathon. Sometimes we think of this life in our own minds, but the Word of God continues to tell us it's but a vapor. It's but a vapor. But in these marathons in the natural, there is a critical point. Very critical point. And it's not that these runners aren't fit or that these runners aren't trained enough or have the ability. It has nothing to do with that. But it's a mental thing. And the term that it is called at this very critical point is called hitting the wall. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. But it's called hitting the wall. And hitting the wall is a point where the runner cannot go on, and they stop and they fall, and most of the time they never even finish. But you know what? The interesting part about that hitting the wall? There's nothing really there, is there? No, there's not. They didn't throw something in that course. The course was set before them. There's nothing there at all. There's nothing stopping them, truly, but themselves. The battle, brothers and sisters, is right here. It's right here. Oh, but you just don't understand, brother. You don't realize what's in my life. And you know, a lot of times, brothers and sisters, and I am going to take a moment to tell you this. A lot of times we just make believe it anyways. Oh, yes, we do. Mountains out of molehills. Not even there. There's enough drama in this world already. Get the drama out. All you're doing is wasting precious time. Precious time. Redeem the time. It's a fact. But then I'll tell you about the trials and these things to overcome in life. Sure, I understand that. I've got them in my life as well too. And let me tell you something. A lot of them. But see, I know that that power, by the grace of God, that encourages me to run, it's there. And I think again that this is so perfectly fitting for the runners of this race. If I have quit running the race, I have nobody to blame but this guy right here. Well, you don't realize what she said about me. You don't realize what I said about her. Uh-oh. Do you see how we could be discouraged either way so quickly about so many different things? But see, the beautiful thing is about the Word of God. Look, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ to enable us to run. We've already talked about that I'm more than a conqueror through and in Christ Jesus who loves me to empower me down that course. I have access, the Word of God tells me, to the very exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think power that's propelling me right down the course. But most importantly, brothers and sisters, I've got the very will of God. I've got the very will of God that wants me to finish. What's more powerful? The excuses that we could make. They're insignificant, aren't they? They really are. I know I could make hundreds and thousands and whatever I want to say, but when I bring it back to the Word of God, there is no excuse. Because we're without excuse. He lived it. He lived it for you. He went through it for you. He tasted all of that. And then He became sin. For all that lack of faith, that sin that so easily besets me. My lack of faith. He took that. To finish my course. And that is the high calling, brothers and sisters. That's the mark. That's the prize. Finish. 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 Huh? This course must be finished. Halfway ain't going to get it done. Three quarters, 1 yard short, all results in the same thing. I missed the mark. I missed it. Now, do you see how overwhelming this course could be? Do you see that there is no way that you could ever navigate this course on your strength? Do you see that there is no way that you could ever have your strength that's going to bring you down this course? No way. Your goodness will make you fail immediately. Immediately. It's got to be grace and grace alone. I'm thankful that I believe in a God that the glory here is way too magnificent for me to get this done. Way too special for me. It's got to be Him. I love that word, supernatural. Supernatural. You know what supernatural is? Grace through faith. Couldn't be any other way. Grace through faith. You got a lot of faith today, praise be to God, but understand He gave it to you. Understand it was just a gift. Every truth that you ever treasured, every word that you ever said, Lord, thank you for allowing this to effectually work in my life. It was grace. God forbid we ever get puffed up because we know or see something. Grace and grace alone. Grace and grace alone. See, it's His love. It's His love that sees us through. He's my strength. He's the gate of my run. Isn't that wonderful? He's your very breath that you breathe on this course. Most importantly, He's the desire. He's the desire. And it's His desire toward me. Nothing else could complete this. It's His love for me. It's the glory, brothers and sisters, that finishes this very course with joy. And today, I hope you're hearing His voice saying, come. Come. Sure, I said I will go, but it's His voice that's saying, come. Do you see Him even standing at that finish line for you? His arms open wide. saying, come on. Come on. Come on. It's so worth it all. The afflictions grow lighter as the glory grows brighter. They do. You want to quit worrying about yourself? Worrying about those things that you're going through? You'd say, oh, I'd love them to be a lot lighter. Let His glory grow brighter. Never be the same. You say, Lord, I see the plan. Lord, I see the love. I know where You want me to come to. And it's You. It's You. I've got a crown today, brothers and sisters, and you do too. And by His grace, we're holding fast, which Thou hast that no man take it. And let me tell you something. Don't ever think that that's salvation whatsoever. That's just the treasure of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And as I come across that finish line by His grace, brother, I'm going to have it in my hand. We're going to have it in our hands. We're going to say, Lord, I could have never deserved this. I could have never deserved this. And I can't let it go. The only time I'll ever even let that go, I could ever imagine, is when He takes it from me and He puts it on my head. Oh, it's coming, brothers and sisters. It's just about there. We're just about home. He's wrapping it up. He can't stay away any longer. He can't stay away any longer. He's coming quickly. Praise His name. Let's bow our heads.
Thank you. Come to me. I love you so. I love you so. And it is finished. It is finished. I'm waiting for you with open arms. That finish line. Come to me. Come. Finish this course and come to me. I will put that crown on your head.
Oh, in that we say yay and amen. Yea and amen, yea and amen, and even so, Lord, come quickly in Jesus' name.